It's safe to say that Alan Turing is a genius. His code-breaking brain saved the lives of approximately 14 million people in World War II. We've already had a movie about Alan's life called Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch. You may well have seen it. But now we've got a musical. Alan Turing, a musical biography, is in theatres and we must find out more. We're joined by the composer and the producer of the show, Joel Goodman. Joel, thank you so much for joining us. And what made you want to write about Alan Turing in the first place?
I wanted to write about someone who had changed the world. And I brainstormed with my writing partner, Jan Osborne, about various people, including Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and also Alan Turing was mentioned, and we decided to go with him.
How do you go from deciding on Alan Turing to getting all of that into music? Like, where do you even begin to write lyrics?
Really, for me, looking at the most important parts of Alan's life and then, you know, deciding to write a song about different aspects. For example, our production opens with a song called Time, which is about the fact that Alan taught himself Einstein's theory of relativity about the age of 15 to 16.
Wow.
And he would talk to his mother about it. The opening of the production shows the audience that, you know, he had an understanding of that. And then I was interested in his school reports. Some of them were quite bad. They weren't all bad, but I took aspects of his school reports and set that to music. I looked at one of his friendships with a boy named Christopher Morecambe, who sadly died young at school. And I just took various points in his life or interests. For example, he was a fantastic runner, and we've got a song about him running.
And any quotes that Alan came out with in his life or anything, I don't know, any academic works that he did, do you work that into the lyrics at all? Is it anything that Alan said that's in the lyrics, or is it all from the characters?
There's a lot, a heck of a lot, and I don't think our audiences realise quite how much of the real Alan Turing is in our production. We took a lot of material from letters that he wrote to friends, colleagues and family, and also used some of his writing from his academic papers. And my favourite song that does that is called The Imitation Game. This idea that Alan Turing developed or thought of that was in order to decide whether you're talking to a human being or a machine. So he was already thinking about, in a way, artificial intelligence back in the 1950s.
By the sounds of it, you've done a real deep dive into his life. This is some fascinating research. Is there anything in the musical about Alan that people wouldn't otherwise know? Any surprises?
Some of his interests or little quirky stories. For example, before World War II, Alan Turing hid some silver bars. And my parents, who saw it recently, they said, was that true? I said, yeah, it's true. And that's thanks to the research that our scriptwriter did. So it's not just my research. It's also our scriptwriter, Joan Greening, and our director, Jane Miles. They've all been trying to find details to put into our production.
And when it comes to putting together a musical, like producing a musical, I can't even imagine the challenge of it. But I would only imagine that it must be so tempting to want to just keep tweaking it forever, change that note in the music here, add this lyric in. Oh, I don't know, I've second thought this, take this out. When do you know when to stop? And how do you come to that decision?
That's a very, very good question. Well, I don't know if I can answer totally there when to stop, because I'm not sure I have stopped yet. There's a deadline for each production. So, for example, we're performing at the moment at Riverside Studios in Hammersmith until 27th of January. And of course, there was a cutoff point at which we said, this is our version for London. So I can't answer that one definitively, I'm afraid. But time and money are definitely defining factors.
And I've got to ask you, what is your favourite bit of the musical?
It changes over time, but at the moment, my favourite song is called Hope, and it's towards the end of the show, and it's after Alan Turing was found guilty of gross indecency, and I believe that he must have been at quite a low point, having been found guilty in a court of law just for being a gay man. And there's a song called Hope, which is about him looking forwards. And, you know, I find that one is one of my favourites. And also my other favourite one is a song called F equals A plus C. And that stands for Friendship equals Alan plus Christopher. And Christopher was his childhood friend. That whole song is written using mathematical analogies. And I really enjoyed writing that one.
Do you know much about maths? Was that a tricky one to put together? Or are you a mathematician yourself?
I'm no Alan Turing. I actually dropped out of university on a maths and sports science degree.
Right.
And at that time, I was also in the Royal Marines Reserves. And I failed phase one alpha. I didn't make it through. And I never fired a gun because the day I quit was the day of live firing. So I've never fired a gun.
Oh, wow. Just that one more day would have done it. Well, this sounds like such a fascinating musical, and Alan Turing's life, my goodness, so much from all that he did to save us and the terrible things that were done to him.
Yeah.
Where can people find out where to get tickets for this?
It's on at Riverside Studios in Hammersmith. So you could Google Riverside Studios Hammersmith. Our website's alanturing.biz as well. So you can find us there. So there's a few places.
Joel, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
BFBS, the Forces Station.